Jake Arrieta, one out away from a complete game shutout. Cubs lead 4-0, bottom of the ninth, the 2-2. Swinging a line drive, caught by Castro. Cubs win.
Cubs win. Can you imagine hearing that in about a month? But this is just the start of the postseason, and the Cubs need 11 more victories to actually claim their first World Series title since 1908. The Cubs advance by beating the Pittsburgh Pirates in the wild card game. Sorry, Pittsburgh fans. The Cubs next play the St. Louis Cardinals tomorrow night. Today in the American League, the Kansas City Royals host the Houston Astros, and the Texas Rangers play the Toronto Blue Jays. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. So, Mike, is this finally maybe the year for Chicago Cubby fans?
Whoa. They won one game.
I know.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But they looked great, and it doesn't surprise me. They have such a young team, young enough not to know the supposedly cursed history of the Cubs. Now, I do think the one-game series in these two games, the Yankees played the Astros, the Cubs played the Pirates, it's a one-game series in the sport of baseball, which is a 162-game season. I think a one-game series is an abomination and doesn't really tell you much about a team. But the Cubs are a well-constructed team. I don't know if they're going to win. I think with Joe Maddon as their manager and with Theo Epstein as the architect of that team, within the next decade, I do think the Cubs will win a World Series. So that's sort of me hedging my bets.
Okay,
right?
There you go.
Give myself a decade time frame to be proved wrong.
And by the way, you mentioned the Yankees. They lost. I just want to say that. And
they did.
Of course, my Red Sox weren't even anywhere near the thing. But
so that kind of counts,
right?
I guess, yeah.
Let's stay in the National League. The other series, New York Mets against Los Angeles Dodgers, who have two of the best pitchers in baseball. So that series, your thoughts?
The Mets have a fair pitching staff, too, but you're right. Greinke and Kershaw for the Dodgers are ace one and ace two. And the Mets actually have a winning record against those pitchers, but it's not like they scored runs against them. The Mets, as I said, have good pitchers of their own. The Dodgers are a slight favorite. They do have the home field advantage. It's a five-game series, so many things can happen, but I would give the edge to the Dodgers.
Okay, we mentioned the Yankees losing to the Astros over in the American League. They play the Royals, the Astros, who came so close to winning their first World Series since 1985 last season, so what to watch here?
I think the Astros are a young team, and they have one great ace, but he already pitched yesterday against the Yankees. His name is Dallas Keuchel. So they're going to start Colin McHugh. I think that the Royals certainly have the odds. They are one of the favorites in the American League. And the Royals, unlike the Yankees were built on hitting the home runs. The Royals are constructed on stealing bases, on defense, different matchup for the Astros, who are young and untested. Guess I'm leaning towards the Royals there.
Okay. And the other American League series, the Toronto Blue Jays and the Texas Rangers.
Blue Jays won the World Series in 93. They haven't been back since. They have a fantastic team. They hit so many home runs, and then during the season, they added David Price as he could win the American League. Cy Young is the best pitcher. So the Blue Jays actually are the favorite by Las Vegas to win, and they should beat the Rangers. Though, it seems like I'm being one of those stock market analysts who say past performance doesn't guarantee future games. In baseball, unlike every other sport, chance plays a gigantic role. There are many vagaries. So when we say the Royals should win, it's less certain than when there's a dominant team in the NBA or a dominant team in the NFL. But for a lot of reasons, I like the Blue Jays this year.
Okay, well, play ball. Let's get started. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst, who also hosts the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. We are now really ready for this postseason. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome.